Vice for hands, knees, and skull.
In the East, they chop off thieves' hands, while Europeans are prone to more thoughtful punishments. The device of the torture grip is simple: a rotating screw and two pressing planes. But even here, there's room for human imagination. Imagine what a primal horror a man experiences when the bones of his fingers are gradually crushed in the iron jaws of a vice, the bones destroyed in such a way that they could not mend. Likewise, forearm breaks need only larger vices, and the executioner should be more muscular. But most terrifying of all would have to be the vice on the skull. The head is fastened with clamps so that the victim's chin rests against a solid, immobile base. The iron hemisphere crushes the skull from above with the help of a screw. The teeth are squeezed so tightly that the jaw cracks. Then the bottom of the skull collapses and the brain emerges from the cracks.